This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Smoky conditions are reducing visibility all along the Front Range today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the haze is coming from wildfires in southwest Colorado and Arizona.
A good portion of the smoke is coming from the East Canyon Fire west of Durango, a 2,500-acre fire that's currently 1% contained. The smoke is spread across the Front Range, though Colorado Springs is likely facing the worst visibility. Eric Peterson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says air quality is a moderate concern, but the real worry is the danger for more fires.
We're really dry out there today, so any activity that could start a fire is really unwise today and would be best to be avoided.
He says a cold front and winds coming out of the north beginning Wednesday night should improve air conditions. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse is leaving his mark on the police reform bill in the House, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Neguse added an amendment to the Justice and Policing Act. It would allow state attorneys general to conduct a type of police misconduct investigation that right now only the Justice Department can.
It's imperative that they fill in this gaping hole that has been left by the Attorney General's Department of Justice.
The House bill is expected to come up for a vote next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Partly cloudy for the Front Range tonight. Areas of smoke in Grand Junction and patchy smoke, windy conditions for Vail. 85 in Denver, 71 in Vail. This is CPR News.